Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
It's egg time, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Welcome to episode 2 of our 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365. Chaps, who have we got today? It's Pierluigi Collina, the greatest referee of all time.
Ref egg.
Official. Officious egg.
Refer egg.
Yeah, refer egg.
Official refer egg of the ramble.
Yeah.
Well, he was basically back in the day we used to talk about notable eggs, and he was the first notable egg that we kind of came up with. He's the most famous egg, you'd say, in football.
Yeah, but that's it. He was the one really that got the creative juices of this.
Well, creative yolk.
He's more eggy than everyone else because he's got a beautiful tan.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of looks like a lovely speckled egg.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He does. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he really is widely regarded as possibly the best referee of all time, certainly in the conversation, although I can't think of too many other names apart from another notable egg, Mike Dean, who'd be in the conversation as well.
I always think about...
Deanie's an egg!
I always think about Howard Webb.
Listen, Howard Webb is an egg.
Yeah.
Say Howard Webb. No, don't bring Mike Dean to this.
Mike Dean is an egg.
That's like me talking about my mate playing up front and the Bobby Charlton one yesterday.
Mike Dean's one of those eggs that might make you feel a bit funny afterwards.
Oh, I don't know.
For people who are too... Oh, I agree, Jim.
No, no, he's one of those eggs you paint and you make all nice.
And then you smash it.
Uriah Rennie?
For those who are... Yeah, yeah, another note. For those who are unclear about the iconic status of Pierluigi Collini because they're a bit younger, I'll put it this way. Mike Dean is Don't Believe the Truth. Pierluigi Collina is definitely maybe. Because he was the original and the best.
Yeah.
And he will never be forgotten.
Hello, fellow young people.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate those references.
Yeah, I did it for Marcus.
If no one else did, which perhaps they didn't. But yes, an extremely popular figure. That's the thing. This man achieved popularity on a scale.
As a referee.
As a referee. Yeah. But the kind of popularity that a player would absolutely relish.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's staying at Tamara's George Ezra album rather than his first year.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, kids.
Yeah.
He was on the cover of, was it Pro Evo?
Was
an unlockable referee in FIFA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
just mad, isn't it?
I mean, bearing in mind that there's never been a referee on FIFA ever.
No.
They just
it's RefBot 3000.
Mike Dean mode is something that needs to be explored, though.
I mean, he was uniquely respected by players, managers, fans, all the rest of it. I think David Beckham even said, he's the best referee or whatnot. When Beckham was still a player.
I sort of worry that if he ever reffed in the Premier League, he would have less of, there'd be a bit more exposure sort of thing. So I think we kind of romanticise him a bit more than we would if we saw him week in, week out in the biggest league.
You weren't watching Soccer Aid then, were you, mate?
Well, I know what you mean by that, but perhaps as we go on, that we may... dispel that.
Poo-poo away,
exactly.
Marcus.
Well, haven't you noticed?
Poo-poo into my ears.
Yes, okay. Well, with Collina, obviously, as you say, he refereed in Italy, in Serie A largely, but obviously was on the international stage and in European competition, club competition. When he was there for the likes of England, Germany, when England won 5-1, or England versus Scotland, or some big England games, when he was there, you thought, oh, okay, we're fine. Yeah. Is it not in a kind of, we're going to win the game, but
we don't have to worry about that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think that's absolutely right.
And incredible. It's just incredible how when you saw Collina refereeing the game, it would fill, I even think, fans in the stadium with a sense of, okay, fair enough. This is going to, whatever happens, we can't complain.
It's going to be all right, yeah.
That's remarkable. Yeah.
This is how it should be.
Yeah,
almost.
It's absolutely remarkable to think that.
Maybe rather than VAR, we should be looking at human cloning. Just get teams of Kalinas for each league.
Yeah, all we need is a heifer.
But I think obviously the way he looked helped with this because he was more laughing up more.
This is made me laugh. The only person who doesn't agree with all this, by the way, is famously Oliver Kahn, isn't it?
Mm.
Because when Kalina was given the World Cup final in 2002. Mm-hmm. Oliver Kahn was like complaining about it because
No, but in a jokey way.
Yeah, but
was Oliver Kahn capable of humour?
Yeah, well, quite. The only two games I think, two of the high profile games that Collina had refereed that Kahn had been a part of was the Champions League final 99.
That's right.
Where obviously Bayern Munich were beaten late on by Man United. And the 5-1 that Germany lost to England in Munich.
Right.
So he was like, "Wow, it's not going to bring me very much luck, is it?"
You know?
And of course, what happened in the 2002 World Cup final, and they lost again. So.
Yeah. Mm. We shouldn't have spilled the ball, should he?
No, exactly. Yeah. No. Oh, was that the referee's fault? Was he? Was that the referee's fault? Oh, shut up, Oliver.
He kicked it out of my hands. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
He did not. But yes, Collina actually says that the World Cup final 2002, obviously, one of the highlights of his career, Champions League final in 99. And he said, to be one of the actors in something that special was unbelievable. I love the way, these greats of the game, they have such wonderful quotes, and the way they look at the game as well is quite glorious, I think.
Because sometimes, and you talked a bit about the fact that people respected him and weren't worried about whenever he was assigned to a game. And it is amazing, because people have generally got something to complain about when it comes to any referee. And I'm sure there are football fans in Italy who have that about Collina, but we see him, as Pete says, through sort of rose-tinted spectacles. But he's just this kind of guy who you feel like, with some referees, you think, oh, they're just jobs worth, this is all they care about. Collina, you'd feel like he'd be good at everything. Mm. You feel like he'd be pretty efficient at like everything he did.
But the refereeing was almost an art form under
him. Yeah, well, yeah. Absolutely. That's the thing with a lot of referees, isn't it? Without meaning to sort of pass judgment on people, It seems like a strange thing to want to do. You'd feel like a certain personality type would be suited to it. Someone who's quite officious and, like, dare I say, like a little bit of a Jobsworth maybe. But Kalina didn't seem like that. He seemed more like a almost custodian, didn't he, of the rules.
You're absolutely
and
right.
Fairness.
He said, my job is not to change the game, but to make it work to everyone's satisfaction. But the priority must be to protect the most skillful footballers from violent play and to crack down on diving. And I think that... That he was aware of the spectacle of football. He's aware, unlike perhaps Old Didi and whatnot, people are not there to watch the referee. They're there to enjoy the game. How can you be a steward of that? How can you ensure, as he says, that it's to everyone's satisfaction? And fans are a part of that.
In the popular BBC Two quiz show, Eggheads, right?
Seems relevant.
It's two teams of three
and
a presenter, right? And it's presented, I think it's been presented by Jeremy Vine and one or two others. Kalina could present it.
Yes.
He'd be in the middle. He wouldn't be a team captain. You might have Sir Bob as a team captain, but he'd be
And also, let's not forget, he said there that one of the things he's there to do is crack down on diving. So even he's getting involved with the egg
Exactly. Exactly. How much do you think his look makes him as iconic as he...
Well, I mentioned earlier, I think that's... You recognise him.
Because you know, during the Calciopoli scandal... Were you going to talk about that?
I was, yeah. But far away.
I was just going to say, under the Calciopoli scandal... Only he and Roberto Rossetti, who's another great Italian Champions League referee, came out of that without any sort of, you know, any sort of criticism.
Mm.
And Luciano Moggi, the Juventus president, was caught on a phone call saying, "These guys, they're uncorruptible. They're too objective. You know, we can't use them, etc." Because obviously Moggi was tapping into referees and paying them. That's kind of crap. But my point was just going to be that Kalina and Rossetti didn't get busted for it because they weren't being corrupted. But Rossetti's nowhere near as famous, even though Rossetti is refereed at a very high level as well. Uh-huh. And you've got other referees that, you know, perhaps would be seen as brilliant. Yet Kalina's iconic look probably contributed towards his fame, I would say.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. I mean, the World Cup final.
Those eyes and the veins. Oh.
Yeah, of course. But I think, well, that, Pete, when you said about, do we have this rose-tinted specs kind of idea of Kalina? Well, look at that. To be described as a very powerful man who is up to no good, as, oh, the trouble with him is he's too objective.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come on, what higher compliment, really, does one want?
The problem with that, lad, he drives his truck from one point to another, and we pay him money to do so.
Yeah.
And he never crashes it into, like, a hospital or anything.
And he's not taking crank.
Yeah, or anything. It's absolutely
no amphetamines at all in his system.
Yeah. Well, I love this from Graham Pohl's book, Seeing Red, where he describes a briefing Kalina gave the referees during the 2002 World Cup. I think it was ahead of the Japan versus Turkey game. And he said, in the hotel, there was a whiteboard and he drew a pitch on it. I expected him to explain something fairly straightforward, as is the custom in these things. But on the whiteboard, he wrote the names of both teams in their correct formations. He used the names he was going to call each player as if when he needed to speak to them rather than their formal names, which is an interesting bit of psychology there. Yeah. Then he went on to explain... what would happen if Japan went a goal up or if Turkey took the lead. He explained how the losing side would change their tactics or formation and whether they would make a substitution. He detailed how the other team would probably respond. Then he indicated who might get involved in incidents behind his back. He told the assistants who and what to look for in what circumstances. And Pohl said that all came to pass, pretty much. All these sort of scenarios and whatnot. And he also said that Pohl said he gave a lovely piece of advice, and it's something that you can watch out for as a football fan here. With regards to when a player elbows another player, he said, if his hands are in a fist, if it clenched, it's deliberate. If his fingers are spread, it isn't deliberate.
Right.
A little tip for you amateur elbowists.
Elbow enthusiasts.
Yes. If any Sunday League players are worried about the VAR coming into play and whatnot, probably won't on a Sunday, a bloke with his iPhone, open palm.
Most referees at Sunday League football are not Pierluigi Pellegrini.
No.
Most of the Premier League aren't.
They're not even Maltese Joe.
No. How are you talking?
Exactly. All right, more Kalina, ladies and gentlemen, after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Eggs! Eggs! E-double-G-S eggs!
Welcome back, everybody, to the 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bed365.
I really wanted to get this in there, for at least for the second half,
yes.
Is that you'd occasionally, with Pierluigi, get a situation where a player would forget themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm. They would get involved in a little tussle, and they probably momentarily forgot who the referee is.
For a minute there, I lost myself.
Thank you very much, Peter. Mm, and welcome. What they would do is they would almost instinctively step up to the referee.
Yes.
And if it was Kalina,
yep.
he would just be steadfastly like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That happened when the Dutch played the Czech Republic in Euro 2000. The Netherlands were hosting. They won 1-0 on the night. And I think it was that game, and it was a Czech player. I forget who it was. And there was a decision he obviously didn't like.
Mm.
And he shouted pretty close into Kalina's face. And Kalina, it was like he almost squared up to him and put his head. Now, obviously he didn't, and obviously you don't want a referee squaring up to someone because that would be poor refereeing. But the way Kalina was like, no, this is why I gave the decision, and barked back at him. And the player was like, all right, okay, fair enough. You know. Yeah. But he would learn a lot of different languages, even just a few phrases
and
words.
If I was him, I would say I would learn in every language I needed, I'm a better referee than you are a player.
Check your eyes, you flipping young.
Hairy prick.
Yeah, well, Kalina, he always talks about everybody deserving respect in the game. And I think that's what players knew, is that he would respect the players. He wasn't a Jobsworth, as you said, Jim. There was one point, though, where he famously halted an Italian league match at Piacenza until club officials removed a racist fan's banner, which insulted a black player. He said, we're not carrying on until that's gone.
See, referees, he was doing that then.
Absolutely.
Referees get criticism, and I think, and rightly so, for not doing that now, even though FIFA have said the protocol is to do that.
Sure.
He is so far ahead of his time, he's doing that back then.
Sure. I mean, that is a banner. It's not because chance, your referee might think, hang on, what was that?
You sure.
Know? But I know what you mean. The fact is, he took the bull by the horns there.
Yeah.
He didn't wait for other people to go, oh, should we do this? Should we do that?
Yeah.
He went, no, we're not having that nonsense.
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing about respect. And common sense. People often say referees should use common sense. Against Turkey played England in a qualifier, and it was a fiery time between Turkey and England back in those days. You remember the game at Stadium of Light when Darius Vassell scored?
Yeah.
And then England needed to go to Turkey and get a draw just to qualify, and they did. And Beckham missed a penalty. And Alpay, who played for Villa at the time, perhaps?
And all that incident.
In all that business, and the two of them were having a bit of a ding-dong. And Beckham missed the penalty, sort of slid and smashed it over the bar. And Alpay was right in his face. And it was going off, and it was a real cauldron atmosphere. And Kalina, at half-time, called them both into his dressing room and basically was just like, calm down. Stop this, lads. You know, almost like a school teacher talking to children.
Yeah.
And Beckham actually once asked Kalina to swap shirts with him after a game once.
Wow. Beckham loves him. That's why Beckham shaved his head. It's a tribute.
Perhaps it was.
That is amazing.
I know, he's absolutely remarkable there. He wasn't afraid to make a brave decision either. This perhaps leads back to Juventus, because in 2000 he was forced to make a decision which helped decide, if you like, the destination of Serie A, the title. He had to suspend play in Juventus's title decider with Perugia after a massive downpour of rain. And when the rain stopped, the pitch was absolutely covered in puddles, but he insisted that they must finish the game, and Juve lost 1-0 and Lazio won the league. And think about it, as we've mentioned,
yeah,
you know, and it, I mean, the Calciopoli business only came out, what, 6 years after that or something
like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But awarded FIFA Best Referee of the Year for six consecutive years. Yeah.
Honorary degree from Hull University,
yeah, strange
for his contribution to the world of sport. Diego Maradona's got one for Inspiring Dreams, hasn't he, or something like that, from Oxford University.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. Well, he reached the age of retirement at 45.
They changed it, didn't they?
Well, they changed it to 46 so he could just continue for another year.
And have a glory year.
Well, people wanted him to come to England as well, because I think the retirement age in England was 2 years
older.
Later.
Yeah. Mm.
But sadly,
I think probably because at the time Alan Wiley was refereeing.
Yeah, you see.
Alex Ferguson was fuming about him being overweight.
Ferguson,
remember that?
Ferguson wouldn't have wanted Kalina coming here.
Ferguson, remember Ferguson's accused...
I'll use my own watch, Alex, thank you.
Yeah. Ferguson accused Alan Wiley of booking players simply so he could catch his breath back. Which I think got him a fine.
People forget old Ferguson.
Oh,
well, some don't.
Well,
some don't.
Remember, he just didn't do press conferences after the match and just kept taking a fine every time.
Yeah, crazy. Incredible.
That was because of the BBC, wasn't it? But you know, can I say what I hope we're all thinking as well with old Kalina?
Mm-hmm.
He loved a pound note. He absolutely loved it.
Wouldn't you cash in on that sort of iconic?
He would do an advert for anyone.
Referees probably don't earn a huge amount of money comparatively to his status. Yeah. So, I mean, I would do that.
Yeah,
I mean, I did a Skoda advert,
but it forges it kind of adds to your brand a little bit if you are doing that kind of thing. And as long as it's not against the rules, it's fine.
Since he's retired, he's been getting money everywhere.
Oh yeah, massively. Yeah,
but he did one which people were suggesting was against the rules. And this is why he finished refereeing, because he signed a sponsorship deal with Opel, the car manufacturer, which was a sponsor of AC Milan at the time, and it was seen as a conflict of interest. And Kalina was banned from refereeing top flight matches in Italy, and he realised what he'd done. So I think we'll give him the benefit of the doubt because of his track record. So he handed in his resignation and was a bit like, yeah, I've been a bit silly there. Then the Italian Referees Association were a bit like, that means he can't referee.
We thought you were going to quit the advert.
Yeah.
He's the only good one.
They tried to get him to, reject and overturn his decision to retire. And he was like, no, if I've compromised myself in any way, that's it. And he was done with refereeing.
He did a wonderful Japanese advert. He was very big, because he obviously refereed in the World Cup that was over there. He was massive in Japan.
Yeah.
So he did loads of adverts. He did one for takoyaki, which are little round balls of octopus and batter. They're just completely round, and obviously it's a bit of a shoo-in because he's also round. And he's
what
just...
are they in batter? Ox blood?
Octopus.
Octopus, sorry.
Octopus.
Yeah.
And it's just thinking the word ox blood.
Yeah, I thought
like a horrible
that.
Black.
I sometimes
pudding.
Find it very hard to understand the Geordie people.
But like, and there's these hot, beautiful, steaming balls of batter and octopus. And like the plate comes up and he just sings a little song.
It's really weird.
Japanese adverts are really odd like that. like that, the Boss Coffee one, which is just Tommy Lee Jones crying, staring out to sea, saying nothing. Yeah. But he's he's really big in Turkey as well, Kalina, because... no Turkish team ever lost a game that he was in charge of.
Ah.
So he's sort of particularly big there. I know he's sort of iconic everywhere.
Luciano Moggi's eyebrows are raising there.
Yeah, well, they didn't beat England that day, but England only needed a draw.
Point.
Why are you saying that he retired from refereeing? He went on and refereed Soccer Aid.
Yeah,
I did, yeah.
Sorry.
Do you want to see this clean advert?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, far away, yeah.
He's just singing to this.
That is mesmerising.
He's got a nice voice.
Yeah. Oh, that is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Absolutely, yeah.
He'd do anything. He'd do any effort.
Idea what he said.
He was, in 2010, UEFA appointed him their first ever chief refereeing officer. Sounds like they created the position for him.
Love that.
Yeah, he stepped down last year, but while he was in charge, fitness and nutrition standards among referees increased. And he made sure that a knowledge of teams and their tactics became a part of referees' preparations for matches, which makes sense, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Perhaps his greatest ever achievement was being voted the sexiest man in Italy. And there is a lot of competition for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of sexy bastards
over there.
Who made up the rest of the top three? Don't know.
Silvio Berlusconi.
and Silvio Berlusconi.
Yeah. Silvio Berlusconi didn't care. They roll off the tongue, don't they? Paolo Maldini, assumably.
He looks great in a blue linen suit. and a white shirt, as every Italian man does. But
yeah. Well, and as if he needed any more notoriety, he even appeared in the animated video for George Michael's song "Shoot the Dog."
Okay, I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember with George W. Bush and Tony Blair?
He gives a red card to Bush or Blair.
One of them. Blair doesn't come across very well in that video. Neither does Bush. But there we are. But he was inducted into Italy's Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame, before Paolo Maldini and Dino's off.
There we go.
Wow.
Absolutely ridiculous.
He's done, like, there's like a list of all of the competitions he's refereed in. And like, I've got it. It's ridiculous. Serie A, UEFA Cup, European qualifiers, UEFA Champions League, Serie B, that weird playoff that they have in Serie A, the play out. You know, South America, Euro 2004, Olympic Games.
Soccer
Ed's not up there.
It should be on there, add it. Add it.
Crying out loud.
He did one World Cup qualification in South America. Mm. No.
Interesting. Get him over.
I think his first big game was the Olympic finals. That's probably what that's on there.
Get him over. And get him in, ladies and gentlemen. It's the end of...
Pete, hit the eggs button.
Eggs.
Scrambled eggs all over my face.
There we go.
Well, thank you very much for listening to the second episode of our 12 Eggs of Easter, sponsored by Bet365. Absolute pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. We're back tomorrow with another egg.
This was a Radio Staccato production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.